minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Good afternoon. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Hot topics, of course, this college football conference madness, realignment madness, all that and more. What could it mean? We've talked a lot about what it can mean locally, you know, for the teams we talk about. And now to talk specifics on another team we chat about is the Colorado Buffaloes. Brian Howell joining me, the Buffs beat writer for Buff Zone and the Boulder Daily Camera. Brian, my man, it's just absolute chaos, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how anybody is keeping up with all the changes in college sports, and especially college football over the last, year or two? It's been crazy.
No, no doubt about it. And now, you know, we knew with OU and Texas what that was going to potentially mean, that conferences were going to get aggressive one way or the other. Well, and then you see the news with the Pac-12, with USC and UCLA, and what that's going to mean. That happened so fast, too. I was talking about it in the first hour. It's like, you know, these kind of stories used to pop up, and it would take weeks, months, and then we go, okay, it happened. This is like within a day or two with the UCLA-USC situation.
Well, I think the most impressive thing about it is that it didn't leak. You know, in this day and age, how often do we see it? That's why we see those things take weeks, because somebody leaks it. Nobody leaked this at all. So it was just stunning to come out. All of a sudden, it was like it was a leak the morning of, and a few hours later, it was official. So that's what made it so stunning. But, it was stunning news. And, you know, for those two schools, I mean, they've been the flagship of the Pac-12 for, you know, a century, you know, and for them to leave really, you know, damages the Pac-12 and puts a lot of teams, including Colorado, kind of in limbo about what's going on next.
Well, and a story you shared from CBSSports.com, Big 12 and deep discussions to add up to six Pac-12 teams. The Buffs are in that list. I mean, up to six teams. I'm looking at it going, all right, UCLA's gone, USC's gone, add six more. Okay, who's left? I mean, you got Oregon in the mix, Arizona in the mix, CU in the mix, Washington in the mix. I mean, this is the Pac-12 even going to be a thing in the next year, Brian?
I have no idea. You know, there's so many scenarios that's been thrown out, and one of them is the teams. You know, some of these teams going to the Big 12. There's scenarios of, could the Pac-12 take some of the Big 12 teams? I've seen, you know, scenario of the Pac-12 and the ACC, you know, getting together, you know, which, you know, talking about coast to coast, you know, you literally have, you know, teams on both coasts. But there's a little of everything, you know, that are possibilities, and everything is on the table right now. And really, the main point that, you know, a lot of people that follow this closer than I do, the national writers, they keep saying the main thing that's going to drive it is ESPN and Fox.
Right.
It's kind of whatever they want, you know. Whatever they want, whatever's going to make the most money for them, that's what's going to, you know, happen. That's what the conferences are going to be.
What's your take on the Mountain West situation, too? Because, I mean, again, you talk about making sense, you know, as far as geographically. I mean, there's, you know, Boise State's in that mix, too. We've kind of talked about, I've seen different variations of stories there where maybe they absorb one another and they become a monster conference of some kind. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think that as far as I'm concerned, when you look at the scenarios, that's not one that's talked about as much. And I think that that's probably, you know, a last case scenario for the Pac-12. You know, I think that, you know, unfortunately, it's just reality, and it's not meant to demean anybody in the Mountain West, but there's those schools did not bring much value. When we're talking about ESPN wanting to increase its value and get the most out of it, those schools don't bring a lot, you know. And the best team in the Mountain West, football-wise, over the years has been Boise State, but they're in a small market, right? And they've got 500,000 people in Boise, and so it's a small market. They don't bring a ton of money, a lot of, you know, marketability to a power conference when the Pac-12's trying to stay a power conference, right? You know, and really the only two teams on the West left that have much value are Oregon and Washington. So that's kind of the key to whatever happens with the Pac-12, and then ultimately kind of what happens with the Mountain West.
We're talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Brian, how likely is it then individually, if you just look at the teams, that CU does become a Big 12 team?
I think it's pretty likely. To me, I don't know why it makes much sense for CU to stay in the Pac-12 without L.A. That was a big thing for them going to the Pac-12 was, you know, Mike Bone was the athletic director of CU that led him to the Pac-12, and ironically, he's the one that should lead him out of it.
Weird.
And indirectly, now that he's the AD at USC. But, you know, he wanted to make sure that they were in the same conference as UCLA and USC so that the Bucs could go to L.A. frequently and get in front of recruits, get in front of alumni that are out there. Now with Los Angeles out of the picture, there's not much need for CU to be in the Pac-12. I think geographically it makes more sense to be in the Big 12. But as we know, geographically doesn't seem to matter as much right now. So, you know, but I think it's pretty, I guess if I had to put money on it, I would guess the Buffs wind up in the Big 12 eventually.
Okay, so we're talking about putting money places. I mean, if you had to guess, is the Pac-12 even a conference in the next, let's just give a number, next 3-4 years?
Yes, but I don't think it's going to be the same. I could see a situation where the Pac-12 name stays, but the teams are totally different. You know, we kind of see the same thing like in the WAC, right? Remember when CSU, BYU, and all those teams were the WAC? But the WAC is still a conference, but it's none of those teams.
Right.
Right. I could see a situation where, you know, the Pac-12 name is still there, but it might be kind of like a Mountain West type team.
Brian, where do you think, I mean, obviously, and rightfully so, we're going after Larry Scott. We're talking about the demise of the Pac-12 that started with him. Give me a couple of just those key. I mean, the TV contracts. That's what it's all about. Seems like he botched every opportunity that might have come his way. But specifically, when you look at it, maybe two or three bullet points. Where did he go the most wrong in this situation?
Yeah, I think it seems to me like one of the biggest things, maybe the biggest thing, was how long the TV rights deal was that he negotiated. It was like a. I should know this off the top of my head, but I don't. I think it was a 12-year
deal.
Yeah,
you're right. I think it was 12.
Yeah, and it goes through 2024. And that put the Pac-12 behind everybody. I mean, you know, almost everybody else has already renegotiated deals. The Pac-12 is left behind. And it's caused these teams to have less money. You know, if it was like an 8-year deal, and the Pac-12 would have negotiated several years ago, then they've got a bigger piece of the pie. Now you don't have USC and UCLA leaving. So, in theory, anyway. And I think that's the biggest thing, is there wasn't enough done there. I think that, you know, the holding on to, you know, hey, we have our own network, we're keeping our own brand, and he really emphasized the Olympic sports a lot with that. And I love those sports. There's a lot of, you know, great people that do those sports, but that's not where the money is, and that's not what's going to keep the conference together. I think the emphasis on that was misguided as well. There had to be more emphasis on football.
I mean, that's it. I mean, you're exactly right. We can talk till we're blue in the face about the other sports. Heck, even men's basketball, which is second, but still, yep. It doesn't come close to driving what football does. And if you, as a conference, do not get that, or as a conference commissioner. You've already lost the battle. If you're trying to win some kind of, you know, all the teams are equal award, you're going to lose because the money speaks.
Yeah, and we're seeing that. I mean, with USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten, it hurts all those Olympic sports. I mean, it makes zero sense for, you know, UCLA baseball to go play Rutgers, right? They should be playing Arizona and teams like that. So, you know, USC soccer, you know, should be playing Colorado and not, you know, Minnesota, things like that. So it's going to hurt those teams, but they don't care. It's all about football. It's all about money. And, you know, Larry Scott didn't see that. And yeah, that's kind of why we're sitting here right now with this conference where it is and why Larry Scott's not with the Pac-12 anymore.
Last one for you, Brian. If you had to take another guess here, I mean, are we talking potentially, I mean, before the season starts, will we know whether or not CU remains in the Pac-12 or will be a Big 12 team in the next, what, year or two? Do you think we're going to get that done as quickly as we got the UCLA-USC deal done?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if it drags out too long. You know, Pac-12 Media Day, I'm scheduled to go out there in about 3.5 weeks.
That'll be fun.
At the end of July. And yeah, that's going to be, you know, quite a day. I would be surprised if some of that speculation is still going on. Even then, I mean, I would not be surprised at all if that's done before then. You know, it happened quickly last year, but yeah, after Texas and OU left, I think it was about 5 weeks later that the Big 12 announced the addition of BYU, Cincinnati, UCF, and Houston. So it did not take long for them to react. I don't think it's going to take long for this, especially with all of the news already coming out. I mean, there's already discussions being had. I think it's going to be quick.
I need a tracker of some sort, just a site where it tells me all of the changes. Because, yes, I can remember all the big teams that are moving. But once we start going with this, Brian, and it's like middle of the road to moving over here, I need some kind of a cheat sheet, a tracker. So if you get your hands on one, please feel free to shoot it over.
I'm at the point I don't want a tracker. Just leave me alone and let me know when it's all done and who's there.
That's true. You know, just so I want to be able to look at the conferences and go, which team is where? And that's not going to tell us until they're all officially there. Because, I mean, some of these guys are moving in 2 years, a year, 3 years, whatever. So, yeah, we won't know fully how this is all going to shape out in the next year at least.
Yeah, just let me know where CU's playing and I'll go. You know, if I've got to go to Ames, if I have to go to Eugene, you know, whatever, let me know.
Brian, we should try to get you, if you have time, when you go to Pac-12 Media Days, I would love to get your on-the-spot insight and reactions to what's going on there. That by then, we're going to have a lot of changes, I'm sure, but I would love to get your thoughts.
Yeah, well, let's chat, you know, closer to that and see if we can work that out.
There may not be a Pac-12 Media Day at that point in 3 weeks. We'll see. Brian, my man, appreciate you as always.
I've got a weekend in L.A. booked already, so I'm going no matter what.
Well, you can call us with updates on whatever you're doing, too. That's fine. We'll leave it open for you.
That works.
All right, my man. Brian, appreciate you. Love what you do. This is a fascinating topic. I don't know if it's a fun topic, but it's fun. It's fun for me because it's July 5th, and I don't want to talk about the Rockies losing. So this is actually good stuff.
Well, it keeps us busy during a not-so-busy time of year.
No doubt about it, my man. Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Our CU Buffs insider, he thinks it's probably going to happen, that the Buffs and all those other teams that we mentioned, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Washington, Oregon, probably going to be in the Big 12, or Pac-12, or Big 12. They're going to be gone. So what's left, Jades? What is left when you look at the rest of it? So UCLA, USC gone. Probably CU, Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, gone. That is the entire south of the Pac-12. Oregon, Washington, the other two names in that mix, gone. That would leave Stanford, Cal, Oregon State, and Washington State. The Pac-12 is a pack of four. The lone wolf pack. Four teams. So unless the Pac-12 can get an aggressive TV deal signed, who's coming to this conference? Like, is going to the Pac-12, knowing it could be a sinking ship, but it's still a Power 5, is going there better than staying in the Mountain West? Now, what you want to know what's interesting, Jades. I have had four reporters on in the past two shows to talk about this topic. Kevin Lytle of the Colorado. We had Cody Tucker of 7220 Sports. We had Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs, and we had Brian Howell. Did you notice a theme in the conversations when I asked Kevin and Cody, who both cover the Mountain West, how realistic is it that Pac-12 teams look to grab some of those teams or vice versa? Both of them said, yeah, it's pretty realistic. When I asked Mark and Brian, no, the Mountain West has not been. And that's not a knock on those two guys. That is just how the Pac-12, that is how CU has advertised itself that no, the Mountain West where CSU is, no. That is not a realistic thing. And again, it's not a knock on those two guys. Amazing reporters and broadcasters. But the theme over the years has just been that the Mountain West is garbage. No, the Pac-12 wouldn't lower itself to that side of it, which, again, it's probably the truth. When I talk to Kevin and Cody, it might be more wishful thinking. Cody's with Wyoming. There's no wishful thinking there. They're not going anywhere. But the truth of this is, if you're a Mountain West fan thinking that the Pac-12 is going to go snatch up CSU, that's not going to be their first choice. as much as I would love that, although I do like the Mountain West, I would love for CSU to be a Power 5. That's good for me. It's good for my show. Good for ratings. Everybody wins. I don't think CSU would be a priority. Boise State, as good as they are in football, like the actual game of football, they don't have the draw. They are in a small market. So it just, it doesn't make sense. Now, but then you go, okay, well, which teams do make sense? Yeah, there's not a lot. There's a few teams that certainly could make sense. But when you look at, so I pulled up this story from College Football News talking about the teams that might be potential to the Pac-12. Temple, their enrollment is 32,000. Nevada, enrollment's 20,000. Media market, 104. Boise State sits at 9. They did their top 11 or whatever. Boise State at 9. UTSA at 8. They have an enrollment of 34,000. Alumni base, 126,000. Fresno State at 7. Memphis, makes sense, is at 6. East Carolina is at 5. And Colorado State comes in at number 4 on this list. Their enrollment is 28,962. Alumni base, 240,000. Their media market, 16. It does count as part of the Denver market. So you don't think that they're using that Denver thing. Was it Joe Parker at one point said, yeah, the airport's like 30 minutes away. Try an hour and 30 minutes away, depending on the traffic. So Colorado State sitting at 4. UNLV at 3. See, all these are Mountain West teams. San Diego State at 2. Then UCF at 1. Get ready. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be absolutely wacky. I need to get a list right now because I forgot half the teams that are moving and jumping ship. I know the big ones, the OUs, the Texases, the USC, the UCLA, but the BYUs and all, there's some other teams in the mix. We'll go over it. AFC West, who's going to be the best quarterback in 2022? Who's going to have the better year stats-wise, maybe success-wise? And boy, when I start breaking into the rosters in the depth charts, not that I didn't know that Devontae Adams was for the Raiders, but when you write it down on paper and go, wow, Devontae Adams, Hunter Renfro, DeMarcus Robinson, Darren Waller, Josh Jacobs, that's a good offense. Those are good weapons. Now, that's not talking about the O-line, just the weapons. The Chargers, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Everett, Austin Eckler. I mean, those guys are all great weapons as well. Then we get into the Chiefs. We'll get into that more coming up next. 23 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Get the insight you need before making that pick. Listen to Betting Across America with former Buff Mike Pritchard weekdays at 2 on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.